for many of us, that's just not what calling looks like. For me specifically, God, you know, God doesn't audibly speak to me about all the decisions that I make.
So what desires has God given to you? Hi, I'm Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. For Tripp Lee, music and preaching are both desires that God has given to him. He shares his perspective about that and how he's seen God open doors.
Well, when I typically think about calling, I'm thinking about desire, gifting, and opportunity. And so, for instance, pastoral ministry for me, you know, I have the desire to serve God's church as a pastor. And when I think of gifting, I think he's gifted me to preach, and people in God's in the church I've been in said, hey, yeah, you're gifted to preach. God, use it in my life. And then opportunities, you know, if God will open the doors for me to done that, which to do that, then that's how I know that that calling is there. And so we can put that towards anything. What do we have the desire to do, the gifting to do, and there are open doors to do?
For Tripp, the Bible is where he begins in searching for God's direction.
That's typically how I think about calling. You know, sometimes we can get a little bit too caught up in waiting for God to whisper in our ear when we get up in the morning. And for many of us, that's just not what calling looks like. For me specifically, God, you know, God doesn't audibly speak to me about all the decisions that I make. And I don't think he doesn't speak to any Christian about every decision that we make. And so when I'm thinking about decisions, I'm looking at scripture, I'm getting counsel, and I'm thinking about those three things: desire, gifting, and opportunity.
So how has God guided you? Dig into scripture and let it direct you as you learn to follow God and walk more closely with him. Want to learn more about that? Go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.